Okay. Good evening. This is Nancy Sorden. I'm the Chair Pro Tem of the PNB. It's January 4th, 2018, 8:39 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm calling the special PNB meeting to order. I'm going to ask, could you send a call-in number to our parliamentarian, or if you don't know his number, I'll just patch him in. Okay.
Okay. Right.
John Tatum is our parliamentarian.
Yeah,
Monty,
I can.
Would you please call the roll?
Sure.
Sorry.
Well, I thought he was.
I don't want to hold things up. I'll just.
Thank you. All right, Grace.
Here.
That's you. Jonathan, Alexander. Okay, sign on. David Beaton. David Beaton. Okay, that's good. Jim Brown.
Present.
Jim Brown is present.
Present.
Adriana. Yes, thank you.
Adriana.
Adriana.
Present. Adriana.
Adriana. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Crozier is here. Catherine Davis?
Here.
Davis is here. Benito Diaz? Benito? Okay, not only yet. All right. Rhonda? Rhonda Garner?
Present.
Garner is here. Jan Goodman? Jan Goodman? Okay, she might have a hard time. Sabrina Jacobs?
Here.
Jacob is here. Ken Lawford?
Here.
Lawford is here. Sabrina Roberts. Sabrina?
Present.
Roberts is here. Mansoor Sabah? Mansoor Sabah? You're not here yet. TM Scruggs?
Here.
Okay, Scrugg is here. Nancy Sorden?
Here.
Of course. Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Hazar.
Steinberg is here. Tanaka is here.
Mansoor Hazar.
Mansoor is okay. He's here. Thank you. Timba Shibanda? You're not on yet. Andrea Turner? You
present.
Are on my. Oh, yeah. Tender, I hear you. Okay, Turner, I hear. And Mosquito?
Here.
Okay, Mosquito is here. All right. So we have 17 at the moment, so we have quorum. Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Rhonda Garner. May I have the floor before we approve the agenda, please?
Yes, when we get there, absolutely. 1 second now. We have quorum, Aki?
Yes, we have 17 people.
Sorry, it wasn't here. Okay, thank you. Do we have anyone absent? Do we have any excused absences?
I didn't receive any today, no. Everybody should get it too, but there's nothing. I noticed Alex Steinberg is on. Okay, yeah, of course. Okay, Robert. Benito.
Did I?
Oh, Benito is on. Okay, thank you. All right, go ahead.
Can I have some volunteers to be timekeepers?
Yeah, I'll do items again.
You'll do items? I have one
yeah,
for speakers.
Tanaka.
Volunteer for speakers. Pardon me? You're going to do items?
Tanaka will do items.
Okay. Can I have a volunteer for timing the speakers, please? Hello?
I'll do the personal ones.
Okay, thank you.
Mansoor, okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, bye.
Madam Chair, is the parliamentarian on board yet?
Not yet. Let's see here. I'm going to ask him again to call in.
Sorry? Were you?
I'm asking him again to call in. Okay. So could we, Aki, could you read out, please, the report out from Tuesday's closed session? Because we had some things that were partially important to announce in open session.
Okay, let me just go and check. Let's see, hang on a second. I have a report on here. All right, let's see. Okay, so this is a report out. It's a fairly long one. So PNV voted to correct an internal error and reinstate the 2018 PNV Afria Director's candidacy of W. Mekasi, Ifeo Wangaza, and wish you a new ballot. The PNV elected Nancy Sodom, director from WPFW, as the pro tem chair, including all the bars that voted chair, and so she is replaced at the seating of 2018 PNV directors. The PNV also approved the terms for two loans. The smaller one will be offered to ESRT to show good faith. It will only be funded if ESRT agrees to give us more time before seizing any of our assets. And the larger one will be used to pay off the smaller bridge loan as well as the balance owed to ESRT if they agree to forbear. The proceeds from this loan would also be used to pay some other Pacific debts. Loan repayment planning shall be a priority. And that's the report out that I had.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Oh, here he is. Okay. Hello.
This is John.
Hi, Mr. Tatum.
Hi.
Everyone, this is our parliamentarian, John Tatum.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. So, on the agenda approval, the secretary emailed the draft agenda earlier today, and we have, we have 60 minutes to, oh, I'm sorry, we have 10 minutes to approve the agenda. But I first want to rule that item 5, which is bylaw amendments, is out of order and should be removed from the agenda. Here's why. This special meeting here tonight was noticed on the Pacifica calendar, December 7th, by Aki, with a purpose that includes bylaws amendment, apparently at the direction of the previous PNB chair, since there's no indication on the notice that three directors called the meeting. The only proposed bylaws amendments we would be voting on today were ones that were proposed last year in 2017. Under Article 17, Section B, Voting and Approval, Section 2II, so it's Article 17, Section 1, sorry, of the bylaws. It says voting shall be completed by December 31st of the year in which the amendments are proposed. And, it says shall. Some might argue that this deadline does not apply because under B, voting approval, Section 2 starts out by saying in order for new bylaws to be adopted or these bylaws amended or repealed and the subject to Section 1B3 below, what 1B3 applies to is specific types of proposed bylaw amendments that require a membership vote. However, based on the citation that says voting shall be completed by December 31st of the year in which the members are proposed. In other words, the end of the calendar year. Such membership vote would have to take place in addition to the PNB and LSB votes and also completed by December 31st deadline.
Point of order.
This is Benito to the spec, please.
Madam Chair, this is Rhonda Garner. As you're aware, I requested the floor when we went to the agenda approval.
Yep, I know that. I know that you're next. You're next.
Can I have a point of order, Bill?
Yes, Bill,
and
you were first.
And Benito,
Benito.
Mr. Crozier.
Who was after Benito? Who was after Benito?
The point of order has to be resolved and ruled on before you can go on with anything else.
Okay, Bill?
First, Jonathan's call-in numbers aren't working. Second, on your ruling is incorrect. If you look at the section of the bylaws you're talking about, this is Article 17.
One second, Bill. Hockey, could you look into why Jonathan's numbers aren't working?
He might be using the old one. Let me make sure that he has. Okay, hang on just a minute. Let me give him. I'll send the number.
Okay, thanks. Okay, go ahead, Bill. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. Article 17, Section 1, which is about amendment of bylaws. Part B, voting and approval. Subpart 2 that you referenced. And then II under that, the first word in IIR.
Before you finish, so Mr. Tatum, so is this point of order? Is this a challenge to the chair? Is that what you're doing, Bill, or is this a point of order?
Yes. Well, it's
a
your ruling is incorrect.
And, okay. So the point of order. Let him finish the point of order, and then chair, you have to make a ruling after he finishes.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Bill.
Okay, and then you know, small II under that starts out in the case of amendments proposed.
One other thing. I'm sorry to interrupt you again, Bill. Aki, could you? Another thing for you to do. Could you stop the clock on this item, please? Because we're doing a point of order, and then when the point of order is over, we'll restart the clock on the item. Okay.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead, Bill.
That's fine.
Okay, thank you. So the section you're referencing that mentions the December 31st, that's at the end of this paragraph. At the beginning of the paragraph, it's, you know, little small II. It says, in the case of amendments proposed by member petition pursuant to section 1A3 above. So this whole paragraph is about amendments proposed that way. That's different than the way these other amendments have been proposed. So that December 31st deadline only applies to amendments proposed by member petition, not to the amendments proposed by directors who have presented amendments. So that December 31st deadline is not applicable to the amendments that are on our agenda and to the ones that we established a timeline for last fall.
Madam Chair, Adriana Castell.
I have a question for Bill.
Adriana, you can't ask Bill a question right now because the ruling of the chair, you have to complete this item. You have to complete the ruling of the chair before you can say
who's
anything
speaking?
Else.
I'm sorry. Who's
this
speaking?
The parliamentarian
is speaking.
So the ruling of the chair has to be right now.
Okay.
Nothing else.
So I have a question for you, Bill. The people that propose these amendments, aren't they members?
No.
Don't you have to be a member to be a director?
You're misinterpreting it. It says member petition pursuant to section 1A3 above. That means any member of the foundation doing a petition. We didn't do a petition. I don't think it's ever been done before. That's not the way most amendments are proposed. Most of the time, amendments are proposed by six directors, you know, proposing an amendment and essentially, you know, endorsing one. That's all the amendments that are before us are from a different procedure. That's the one that's where six directors are proposing them, not to a member petition.
Okay. Would anyone like to speak to the challenge?
Before.
Yes,
before
for the floor, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, please.
Adriana, please stop directing.
There's an order that we have to go through. The chair has to make the ruling and the reason for her ruling, and then Adriana can be recognized about the ruling. And
okay. Well, John, I actually made the ruling. I think that was right before you got on the call. I said.
Okay, so tell me, what is your ruling?
So I said I rule that item number 5 is out of order and should be removed from the agenda, and here's the reason. And I read it. And then Bill raised a point of order to challenge my ruling.
Okay, now here's the way that you challenge the ruling. Each person who wants to speak can speak once, and then the chair can speak one more time at the end, and then you have to go to the vote. Shall the ruling of the chair be sustained? So, Adriana, you're next.
Madam Chair, do I have the floor?
Yes. Thank you for asking.
Thank you. The Article 7, Point B, voting and approval.
Which article? I couldn't hear what you said. Article which?
17, Amendment of Corporation and Bylaws, Section 1, Amendment of Bylaws, Point B, voting and approval. Then they have 2 in parentheses. It said, in order for the new bylaws to be adopted, and then you have double I, and at the end the phrase, voting shall be completed by December 31st of the year in which the amendments are proposed. I mean, that is
thank
the way
you,
that is. I'm sorry, Mr. Madam Chair. Do we have more members?
Okay, next person, ma'am.
Next person that wants to speak on this for or against. You're speaking against the challenge, or, I mean, you're speaking for my ruling or against it, Adriana, to remove item 5 from the agenda.
Madam Chair, this is Jonathan. I just got on the line because I was given the incorrect PIN number, and I don't know what item 5
is. Okay, item 5 is the bylaw amendments.
Which one?
Okay, there is a number 2 by Adriana's name. What's that mean?
It means that she's just touching the button.
What do you mean by 2 by Adriana's name? What is that?
Somebody's using mine, Madam Chair.
Are you making a point of information? Is that that's what number 2 is?
No, I don't know. You are asking me what I send. What I send is the support for what I was saying. I shall send it to the whole board to be seen.
That's what
you're asking me?
Madam Chair, John, parliamentarian.
Yes.
The only thing we should be doing right now is voting whether to sustain your ruling or go against your ruling in debate. And at the end of the debate, the chair gets to make one more debate, and then you have to go right to the vote. So there should be nothing else going on.
Okay. Is there anyone that wants to speak against my ruling or for? We got Bill spoke against my ruling. Adriana, did you speak for it?
This is Grace.
I spoke in front.
I'd like to speak against the ruling.
Okay, go ahead, Grace.
I believe that Bill Crozier's interpretation of the bylaws regarding this is correct. However, we have such. I'd like to know, if possible, when the deadline, the 60-day deadline, is over, because we would have to adhere to that. Does anyone know what that deadline would be or is?
January 30th.
January 30th? Okay, very good. So I would, if I could
propose.
What is that?
Madam Chair, this is Benito to the floor. That is incorrect. Well, anyway, point of order. I'm sorry.
Okay. I asked a question as to, we gave 60 days for the completion of the bylaws amendments, I believe, earlier in 2016. So if we have until January 30th, even though this is a pressing matter and important, I don't know if it's proper, but I would like to postpone consideration of this agenda item until the next special meeting, if that's possible.
Meeting. Because we're in the middle of a debate on the chair's ruling. We have to finish that.
Okay, thank you.
So if you would like
I'm
to, if you would, that sounds like you might want to speak in favor of my ruling to remove it.
Did Benito to the stack in favor of the ruling?
Okay, go ahead, Benito.
When Aki referred to January 30th, that was in reference to the motion approved by the PMB on September something. That has absolutely nothing to do with the bylaws. The bylaws say one thing, the PMB was in violation of the bylaws when it approved that motion. If I remember correctly, and I don't know the bylaws, admittedly, as well as some other people, but my understanding is that and what the PMB has historically always done, the historical interpretation is what the pro tem chair stated earlier. Going back here, you have to finish whatever voting process by the end of the year. Otherwise, it's over.
Next.
The historical interpretation.
Okay. Okay, so that's 2-4, 2 against. Okay, so...
Nancy's bill. Just want to ask people to look at the email I just sent. That has more information.
Remember, Nancy, that on a point of information...
Wait a second, if there's time, yeah. I'd like to speak.
Now, let me just say this. Nancy, this is John Tatum, parliamentarian.
Yes.
Let me remind the board that on a point of order, members can only speak once, and the chair can speak twice at the beginning of the point of order and at the end of the point of order. So if you debate this, say whether you're going to sustain the chair's ruling or you're not and move on to the next person. Nobody can speak twice.
Okay. All right, so then we have can we have another for or against? John, I'd like to say them.
Can we please stop wasting time? And let's talk about bankruptcy and other things.
Rhonda, excuse me. Rhonda.
No, Nancy, I have to speak early on, and I wanted to speak before all of the stuff that's going on right now has already started.
It's out of order. We're trying to deal with this, and this is slowing it down. Please,
be patient. We're 32 minutes into the meeting.
Madam Chair, can you call the member to order?
I'd like to remind the member that the clock has stopped on this item, and you will have your turn to talk, okay? Because we'll restart the clock on this item, and you'll be next, okay? Don't worry.
Thank you, Debbie.
Okay. John?
Okay, so if all people who wish to debate the ruling have done so, then maybe you have one more time to say why you made your ruling, and then you have to go to the vote.
Okay.
I would like to speak in support of the chair's ruling. This is Roberts.
Go ahead, Roberts.
Okay. So the bylaws.
Yeah, you have the floor.
Thank you. The bylaws are rather clear about the time periods that are in effect. We're required to post the meetings, post the proposed amendments. They have to be 45 days worth of notices on all stations. So, one, I do not believe this thing was properly posted. It wasn't there for 45 days. It was there one day. It was there a day later than it was supposed to be, and the announcement certainly was not heard in all five listing areas. Then it's two or three times a day for 45 days. That did not happen. And then the voting must begin at the end of that 45-day period. And all voting by the beginning with the National Board must take place within 60 days. And all voting must be completed by December 31st of the year in which the amendments are proposed. So the clock has rolled on this. It is dead. That's it.
Okay, thank you. My ruling to remove this, it sounds like there were additional bylaw violations in this bylaw amendment process. And so I'm going to stick with my ruling. Aki, please take the vote.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Sarah. You're voting to sustain the looting of the chair to take item 5 out of the agenda, Grace?
I am, I'm against the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Grace. So, Jonathan, Alexander?
No.
Alexander is no, okay. David Beaton is alone. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Jim Brown is yes. Adriana Kasanev?
Pass.
Pass, all right. Bill Closure?
No.
Closure is
clearly no.
Catherine Davis? Catherine Davis?
No.
Davis is no. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Diaz is yes. Rhonda Garner?
No.
Garner is no. Jan Goodman? Oh, she's on. Okay, Serena Jacobs?
No.
Jacob is no. Ken Lawford?
Pass.
Ken Lawford passes. Serena Roberts?
Yes, to support
the ruling of the chair. Roberts is yes. Mansour Sabah?
No.
Sabah is no. Okay, TM Squiggs?
No.
Jim Skog is no. Nancy Soden?
Yes. Well, no, go skip me.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting. Sorry. Alex Sandler?
Yeah, me too.
Alex Sandler?
No.
Steinberg is no. All right. It has Temba Chibanda? Temba? I'll get back to you. Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay, Andrea is no. Mosquito? Washington?
Yes.
Mosquito is yes. Can you get back to Adriana? You passed?
I vote yes.
Okay, Adriana votes yes. And Ken Lofer, you passed?
No.
Okay. And local is no. All right. And Nancy Soden? All right. I'll go. We're going to go no to Nancy Soden. Get the last one?
Yes.
Nancy
yep.
is yes. And Tamba, I think I didn't get your vote. Tamba? Tamba? I think I'm not getting his vote. So right now I have 6 yes, 12 no, and no vote from Pemba. saluting
okay.
That upheld. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Madam
so, Chair, Rhonda. Rhonda,
Madam
you had an objection to the agenda as well?
Well, I really, the way I asked to be, to speak was I asked for the floor to speak before we approve the agenda. So if I have the
well,
floor, I'd like to.
Yeah, you can do that now.
Okay, thank you. I am very concerned about things that we have been discussing in closed session. For example, the electing of the new chair, pro tem chair, and other things. So I would like to request that we all agree to take any items that are on the closed session agenda and we move them into the open session agenda. The listeners have a right to know what's going on, and anything that can be done in open session should be. I also want y'all to know that my mother is in the hospital and she's dying. Our radio stations are dying. And it's 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. And we must get this addressed. We must get something done tonight. We need to go into Chapter 11 bankruptcy tonight. And anyone that votes to wait for some loan, you are not meeting your fiduciary responsibilities. And I would encourage the membership.
Okay. So, Rhonda, would you like to move? Would you like to amend the agenda to move the things from the closed session to the agenda, to the open session agenda? Is that your, is that what your amendment is of the agenda?
Yes. And Sabrina Jacobs is the vice chair, so she could, I would be all right with her looking at the closed session agenda and deciding what needs to be moved to the open session. And I apologize, I'm at the hospital. I'm not in a situation where I can be looking things up or sending things out. I'm very limited into how I can participate.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Point of order.
Yes, Benito. Yes, Benito.
This whole oral dissertation that we heard is absolutely, totally out of order. Things are put in executive session for a reason. They have to do with proprietary, legal, contractual, personnel matters.
If you're debating the amendment.
No, I'm trying to make a point of order. I'm making a point order that the previous speaker was out of order and that the things are properly in executive session material for a reason. I mean, I'm the first one that wants things to be transparent, but we also have to follow the bylaws. Now, if we want to change the bylaws, we can do that. But right now, that's what the bylaws say. So that's my point of order. This last comment was out of order.
Okay. I'm gonna rule that she has the right to offer an amendment to the agenda and to motivate it the best that she can. And under Rhonda's circumstances today, I think she's under a lot of stress, and I just, you know, I think that we just, you know, we can debate whether or not that should happen, whether her amendment should happen, but I'm going to rule that she has the right to make that request, that amendment, and then we can vote on it.
Nancy?
Madam Chair, this is Rhonda. May I ask you a question?
Point of information, Madam Chair.
One second,
no,
I'm going to let the parliamentarian speak.
I would like, is there any way that the parliamentarian can
wait
look
a minute,
at the
somebody
closed
is
session?
Talking and
excuse
somebody
me.
Somebody is talking and has not been recognized.
Wait a minute. Rhonda, you don't have the floor right now. Could you wait a minute, please? Go ahead, John.
Yes,
thank
make
you.
A suggestion.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
wait
you.
A second. Wait till John's
thank
finished, please. Okay.
The amendment that was just made needs to be seconded, and no one seconded it. So therefore, once it is seconded,
I second the amendment motion by Rhonda Garner. Sabrina, I second.
Okay, and so it was not recognized. So therefore, if it has been seconded, it needs to be voted up again.
Right.
Okay,
the second wasn't called for. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Point of information, Madam Chair.
I think Rhonda had a point of information first.
Request
well,
information.
As you know, I have limited resources here. I don't even have the agenda. I was wondering if it would be appropriate, Madam Chair, since we have the parliamentarian, to help figure out what is on the closed session agenda that needs to be moved into the open session agenda. Or I need Sabrina.
Okay, wait a minute. We're not at that point yet, Rhonda. First we have to vote whether or not to do this, and then if we do vote to do this, then we'll look at that, okay? But right now we're not at that point, okay? So, is there any objections of people moving closed item sessions to the open item?
I have a point of
view.
And Adriana's been trying to speak, but I object.
Okay.
So now,
Adriana, what's your point of order, please?
First of all, it's not a point of order, Madam Chair. It was a point of information. Can you hear me? Because
okay, yes. I can hear you now. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you earlier.
Thank you. My point is, I heard a member talking about a bunch of different things. One of them was the resignation of the previous chair, and she talked about a bunch of issues, and then she said, talk about bankruptcy, and she talked about all those issues. I don't have clearly what really she is asking for. Maybe
what she wants
Sabrina,
to do.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, may I finish?
Oh, okay. Go ahead, finish. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I we have somebody, she said that Sabrina Jacob second her motion. I want to know what that motion is. Because
okay.
I'm still not understanding what that motion is. Remember what happened before, Madam Chair? The motions keep changing it. If somebody wants a motion, need to send it in writing, then cannot be modified when the time passes by.
Right. If someone could send that motion for Rhonda, please, in writing to the board. If you could help her out, that would be great. So what her motion is, I'll state it, and someone will write it and send it in for her. Can somebody agree to do that?
Yes, I'll do that. This is Sabrina.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Okay, thanks,
right
Sabrina.
Now.
Okay, so she wants to move items from the closed session to the open session. So that's her motion. Sabrina seconded it. So the question to vote on is whether or not any items from the closed session should be moved to open session.
No.
How can we know that?
Correct you, please.
If the answer is yes, then we will look at which ones they want to move, okay? But right now, we're just in general. We're looking
be
moved.
No. Madam Chair, Benito, to the stack, please.
order, please. Roberts with a point of order, please.
That was the information that Adriana asked for, and if it's any different than that, Adriana will write it. It's going to come to us in our PNB email. I think Benito was first, and then Serene.
Madam Chair,
I have a point of order. Can anyone hear me?
Yes, I heard you. Benito had a point of order before you. Go ahead, Benito.
Okay, thank you. My point of order is that the chair cannot interpret for the maker of the motion what her wording or intent is. The chair heard it one way. I personally heard it another way, but that's neither here nor there. Only the maker of the person making the proposal can make that motion and state it her own way.
That's not true.
Excuse me, please. I believe that I have the right to clarify what is said, and I believe I did that with Rhonda, and I asked Sabrina to write it down and send it to us. And I didn't have any objection from Rhonda on that. And so we will vote on what I clarified for Adriana.
Madam Chair,
Serene, you're the next point of order. Serene Roberts has the floor.
Okay, so there are about ten things on the agenda. I believe member who is my representative to her mom. I believe what she has is a suggestion, but that does not constitute a motion. A motion must be specific. If you're looking at a 10 or 11 item agenda, you can't say, I want things that are in closed session to move to open session. You must clearly identify which things.
Would you be okay if any of the items from the closed session were moved to open session?
Please let me finish my statement.
Sorry, I thought you were finished.
Unless the person is specific, there is not a motion on the floor. It's merely an expression of something, but it's not a motion. That's my point of order.
Actually,
Point of order, Madam Chair. This is Sabrina Jacobs.
One second, Sabrina. Mr. Tatum, leave the floor before you, please. I'm in the middle of recognizing
him. Okay.
Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Okay, so I hope we cleared up Benito's comment about the fact that the chair has the prerogative to clarify motions that are made by other members. Now, the next person that brought up a point of order said that the amendment was not specific enough. However that might be, there is an amendment on the floor. I have a suggestion for your PMB. And I'll give it to you as soon as I tell Adriana to please stop saying point of information and say request for information. That is the proper terminology. Now, here's my suggestion. The amendment is on the floor, and what you can do, once all the board members have it in front of them, they can further amend by deleting things. Okay? You can delete things. You have a list of things.
Chair, this is Rhonda Garner.
What happened that...
Wait, Rhonda, wait till Mr. Tatum is finished.
I haven't finished. It was a list of things that were at the closed session, and you all have the list in front of you. My suggestion is that if you don't want something to move over to the open session, you can further amend by deleting those items. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm finished.
We have the motion.
I have a question for Mr. Tatum. Are we Are we on agenda approval still, or are we doing a point of order which makes the clock stop?
The clock will stop if they request a point of order, and both the point of orders have been ruled on, and now we're back to the clock.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we now have another point of order from Sabrina, so the clock should stop.
We have a motion on the floor. We received a motion, Madam Chair. I'm sorry.
Madam Chair, please. We have an amendment on the floor, and we have a point of order from Sabrina. Okay.
Okay.
Which
so
I believe interrupts the amendment process, right, Mr. Tatum?
That is correct.
Okay, go ahead, Sabrina. Stop the clock,
thank you,
please,
Madam Chair.
This item.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank
go
you,
ahead,
Mr. Tatum. In reference to Rhonda Garner's amendment to the agenda, I have sent to you all what she's requesting to have moved from closed session to open session. That's items 9 and 10 on the closed session agenda.
It doesn't sound like a point of order. A point of order is if we're doing something incorrectly that you're pointing out.
Well,
sounds like you're trying to make an amendment to the amendment. In which case, we should start the clock.
She needed somebody. She stated that she needed somebody to send the information because of the situation that she's in right now, because she's in her mother's in the hospital about to transition. So,
right.
Just to clear that. Just wanted to clear that up. So
okay.
Just don't have
thank
any
you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Okay. We had a point of order from. Somebody next? A point of information from Adriana.
Request for information.
Request for information from Adriana.
Madam Chair, I already state mine, and I you didn't answer, but I have the motion now from Ms. Sabrina Jacob that she said that she interpret what Rhonda Garner is. Is that what you are saying, that motion that we have here is what we need to vote on?
Okay. So I see it. Okay. So we do have some more specific information now about this amendment, about this amendment to the agenda, and I'm going to read it for those that cannot see it, okay? Items 9 and 10 from the closed session to open session. Does everybody have the closed session agenda? It was sent by Aki at 8:30.
Oh, I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I don't. Madam Chair, a point of inquiry. I do not have the information. So if you could go ahead and read it, excuse me. I, too, am dealing
okay,
with
there was Okay, item 9 is, I think it's okay to read the title, loan and bankruptcy motion. 10 is legal question motion.
Okay.
Okay, so are there any objections to moving items 9 and 10 from the closed session to the open session?
This is Grace. I object.
Okay. We want to just go to a vote, or do people want to?
Vote.
I would like to make.
Okay.
I would like to be able to motivate it, please. If we're
You can't really motivate it because right now it's still confidential, and I think people are very familiar with the issues, I think that we'll just go to the vote after we take Benito's point of order. Is that what you have, Benito?
No, that's okay. That's fine.
Okay.
You answered my. I was going to ask
okay.
that to be able to motivate her objection, but you said you can't really do that, so I understand.
Okay.
Could you take the vote on this amendment?
Okay, so this is the amendment to move the items 9 and 10 in today's closed session to the open session. So, Grace Han?
No.
Miss No. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Alexander is yes. All right. Jim Baum?
No.
Jim Baum is no. All right. And Adriana Kasnev?
No.
Adriana Kasnev is no. Bill Clojure?
Yes.
Clojure is yes. Catherine Davis? Catherine?
Sorry, I was muted. No.
That's okay. Okay, Davis is no. Benito Diaz?
No. No.
Diaz is no. Wanda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Okay, Jen Goodman? I think she's not connected. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes. Yes.
Jacob is yes. Ken Lawford?
Pass.
Lawford passes. Serene Roberts? Serene?
Pass.
Okay, Serene passes. Mansour Sabat?
No.
Mansour Sabat is no. Okay. TM Scruggs?
I pass.
TM? Okay, TM passes. Nancy, oh, Nancy, Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex Steinberg is no. All right. Tanaka is yes. Temba, Shivanda? Temba? Temba passes. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Turner is yes.
Yes, to keep it, yes. Keep it open for everybody
yes.
to hear.
Okay. Mosquito Washington?
No.
Mosquito is no. Okay, let me go back to Ken Lofer, you passed?
No.
Okay, Ken Lofer is no. And Serene Roberts, you passed?
Come on, go.
Serene?
I abstain.
Okay, Serene abstains. All right. T.M. Scruggs, you passed?
I vote yes for transparency.
Okay, T.M. votes yes. All right, and Nancy Soda, you're the last?
No.
You're not the last.
No.
Okay, Nancy is no. Okay, Temba Shibanda, you passed?
No.
Okay, Temba is no. All right, thank you.
Okay, Madam Chair,
this is Grace. I have
Rome burns. 7 yes and 11 no. So the one motion did not pass. Okay, all right.
Dave.
Okay.
That's this okay, Grace. I have an amendment to the agenda.
Yes, Grace. What's your amendment?
Okay, I emailed this to the PNB. I emailed this to the PNB 5 minutes ago. I move that the following open session agenda items be removed from the agenda as we need to deal with very serious issues in closed session tonight. 3, 4, and 5 be postponed to the next open session, and 6 and 7 be moved to the closed session agenda as they are closed session items because they deal with personnel matters, among other things, and very sensitive issues. So they should be moved to the closed session.
Okay, is there a second?
That's my motion.
I don't have an open session agenda.
Madam Chair,
okay, one thing.
Please, through the chair, could she repeat her motion again? 3, 4, and 5.
Okay.
It wasn't clear. Thank you.
Okay. Three, 4, and 5. That's minutes approval and the bylaws amendments. Those are properly open session items, but for the sake of getting things done tonight, I propose that they be postponed to the next open session. And items 6 and 7 that are on the current open session agenda would be more properly considered in closed session because they contain personnel matters, which are classically closed session items and should not be discussed in open session.
Benito, I second.
Point of order, Bill.
Bill, what's your point of order?
We're way past time. We had 10 minutes allocated for agenda approval, and our meeting started about an hour ago. So the motion's out of order.
Well, we had a bunch of point of orders that interrupted this item.
Well, we're still way past 10 minutes on the agenda.
I hear you.
Yes, Bill.
I hear you. Thank you. Was that Sabrina next? Were you trying to make a...
Yes, Madam Chair. What is 6 and 7 that are on the open session? I didn't get that agenda for some reason.
6 is appointment. What? 6 is appointment of new trustees for 403B. 7 is motion bankruptcy authorization.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have a second. Is there any objections for this amendment?
Madam Chair, you need to rule my point of order.
Objection.
What was your point of order? What do you want?
That the motion is out of order, the amendment's out of order because we're way past time for agenda approval.
Shoot.
We had 10 minutes allocated for agenda approval.
Oh, okay. No, I already ruled. I said that our item has been interrupted by many points of order, and when that happens, it stops the clock. And so then we go back to finishing agenda approval, which we're doing now. How much time do we have left on this item, Aki?
You know, it's very hard to keep track, but I would assume that time is up.
But this is the first time that we're doing this the way it was supposed to be done. So I will
I appeal the ruling of the chair, Madam Chair. This is Jonathan Alexander. We're way over time for agenda approval. I believe Bill is correct.
Second.
Madam Chair, Benito to the floor, please.
Just a minute, please. So Bill is objecting to this amendment being allowed to be an amendment, and I'm saying that it's okay for it to be an amendment. We kind of had a lot of points of order, and so that's my ruling. It's okay to vote on this amendment, and is there a challenge? And there's a challenge to the chair by Jonathan. Okay, so is there any other for this ruling? For my ruling, or if there's any discussion for my ruling?
This is Grace. I would like to speak in favor of it. I emailed this agenda item revision 17 minutes ago, and that was very sure within the time allotment, and I think that we should just vote on it up or down without discussion because we're out of time for discussion, but the agenda revision itself should be voted on.
Madam Chair.
Benito was at a point of order.
To be honest, it wasn't a point of order. I wanted to speak in favor of the ruling.
Okay, I'm
from Madam Chair, or request for information.
Madam Chair, may the parliamentarian speak?
Yes, please do.
Okay, you forgot from Tuesday night when you're out of time on a business item, amendments are allowable without discussion.
Without debate. Okay, you're right. All right, that's right. Remember, we learned that Tuesday night. Okay, so we're not going to have any discussion. We're going to vote on my ruling to allow this amendment. And then can we take a point of order, request for information, Mr. Tatum?
No.
Okay.